Cultural Studies, a much, much bigger brother, from Orwell to Snowden and global surveillance. Post-war first signs, 1948. In his novel 1984, George Orwell paints a portrait of a totalitarian police state whose powers of surveillance have rendered privacy almost obsolete. For a long time, the novel was considered a dystopian future prophecy, even if much of what Orwell was writing about referred to the time of its writing, 1948, when amid the process of post-war reconstruction, Orwell identified what he saw as the first signs of a controlled society. Orwell's vision of totalitarian rule was for a long time linked in the Western public's mind to how they imagined the countries of the communist Eastern Bloc, with their extensive networks of spies, civilian informers, and invasive wiretapping technologies. Westerners, meanwhile, remained convinced that their own privacy was sacrosanct. The right to private life was considered one of the cornerstones of liberal democracy. However, the recent revelations of a young intelligence analyst have completely shattered this illusion about freedom in the West. Snowden's Revelations, Beyond Orwell, 2013. Edward Snowden was a completely unknown computer systems analyst and former CIA employee working for government contractors on questions of internet network security. But in 2013, he became one of the most famous and controversial figures in the world, following his leak to journalists of thousands of classified documents referring to a vast international spying and data gathering program directed by the American NSA, National Security Agency, and involving intelligence agencies of four other countries, Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. What was particularly shocking about Snowden's revelations was the extent to which intelligence agencies were engaging in an unwarranted surveillance, gathering and sharing of data concerning the internet and telephone communications of ordinary citizens. The NSA's aim, Snowden claimed, was to be able to collect, harvest, and analyze all of the data that passed over the internet and other digital communications networks. Potentially, anyone's communications could be monitored. According to Snowden, the range and reach of surveillance capabilities of different programs used, all of which have designated code names, PRISM, XKStor, Tempora Muscular, State Room, vastly exceeds what Orwell had imagined in 1984. Despite the constitutional illegality of many of these programs, whose use remains shrouded in secrecy, U.S. government officials have continued to deny any wrongdoing. At the same time, they tried to extradite Snowden back to the USA from his temporary asylum in Russia to face criminal charges. While Snowden believes his example will encourage more and more whistleblowers to speak out about abuses of power, the U.S. government, by threatening the severest penalties, is attempting to discourage the others from following him. Public opinion about Snowden's action is divided, ranging from those who consider him a hero, a patriot, and a true public servant for speaking out and defending the Constitution, to those who regard his actions as those of a criminal and a traitor. The architecture of the internet. To understand how this situation has come about and how we have reached such a level of mass surveillance in the West, we only need to think of the architecture of the internet itself, originally based on a military communication network called ARPANET. The very systems which permit almost limitless connection, communication and transfer of information across the globe, also ensure that every computer click and keystroke, every Facebook or Twitter entry, even Google search, credit card entry or transport card swipe, leaves a data fingerprint that, with the right resources and lack of public safeguards, can easily be acquired, stored and analyzed to create a frighteningly accurate map of a person's behavior patterns. As Snowden has said, the smartphones most of us carry are like signal beacons, They continually transmit information about our location, who we see and talk to, where we go and what we do during the day. They can also be easily hacked to permit more continuous and invasive monitoring and data gathering. Intelligence agencies such as the NSA defend their data gathering programs as being essential in the fight against terrorism, and they try to reassure citizens that there is sufficient oversight to prevent abuses and injustices. But as the definition of terrorism becomes more nebulous and more rules are introduced restricting freedom of expression, people are beginning to feel less free and are becoming more cautious about what they do and say online. And that, as Snowden says, is already a very worrying sign of what may be ahead.